What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. I need some zen. This sounds a little zenny. This is What Is TWS episode whatever. Yeah. Who cares? I guess it is. We care a little bit. This is we recording this episode on March 9th. So this is the 20-year anniversary of the day we lost Biggie Smalls.
Baby.
Man, I can't believe it's been 20 years.
20 years.
I got faded out before people started rapping.
Man, I remember that day in junior high when they were talking about this too, when it happened.
Yeah.
And my teacher had to pause for a second, like Biggie Smalls died. See, that's when you know somebody was an icon.
Yeah.
You know, it don't matter what you was doing. I had professors and teachers and principals taking a moment for Biggie Smalls. Yeah. That's real.
Man, you know what? I honestly don't remember exactly. I think I was in the car. I think I was driving someplace with my mom when it came over the radio. But yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy time. 20 years.
20 years.
We old. We old.
Remind me.
Lil Yachty don't even listen to Biggie Small.
He can't. Thinking he overrated. He must not.
Man.
That shit still don't make no sense.
XXL did a post your favorite Biggie line tweet earlier today. I think I went with the petiteness, but that ass fat. She got a body, make a nigga want to eat that. I'm fucking with you.
That's
why.
that's a good one.
I think that's one of the things Big Mike, like, people don't mention all the time, but like, he was hilarious in rhymes. Like, he was funny while rapping about some hard shit.
He was a dope dude.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Though I ain't never met nobody who looked good enough that I would suck on her daddy dick.
Yeah, nah.
No, ain't nobody that hot. Ain't nobody that hot.
Nah,
son. Nope. Take that to go.
Nah, son. Yeah, so also today, went to court again.
How'd that turn out?
You know, I was...
I mean, you're here, so...
I'm here, yeah.
Must have been some good news.
I came home. I asked the judge for one more chance. But, I don't know. It went. Like, yeah, I'm up 15 months probation. $500 fine. Again, folks, DWI, you can't afford it.
Expensive.
No, yeah.
Expensive.
Yeah. You know, $500 fine plus court fees comes to about almost a G. Then the 15 months probation is it's pretty much $150 a month to participate in probation.
Wait, you got to pay for probation?
And you have to pay to be on probation.
Holy shit, I never knew that.
God. You have to pay to be on probation. So it's the monthly. So they let me pay the fine and court fees and the installments throughout the probation. So it's the fine and court fees installment plus like $60 from probation plus like another $5 for the testing. Anytime they want to test me, so I have to pay for the test.
The government ought to get their money.
Plus the interlock fee, because that's a monthly fee. I pay like $80 a month every time I go in there to have the interlock recalibrated.
You gotta do it every month?
Every month. And these are all things that I have to, you know, get away from work for. I don't know about the probate. I know I have to go see the officer the first time around. Hopefully, you know, they'll allow me to call in from that point forward, but we'll see. I mean, yeah, so I got
to they expect work. You to pay all of this stuff and take off of work, but I can't pay it if I'm out of work.
And one of the conditions of my probation is that I remain gainfully employed. Huh? You know, it is what it is. And like I said,
it's that cycle.
You know, I came out on top, you know. I made a horrendous mistake that night, and the fact that I didn't injure myself or anyone else is a blessing. A blessing within itself. So, you know, no punishment is too severe. So, I'm good. I'm good. I'm here. I'm, you know, it could have been 365 days, and they kept, man, every...
They remind you.
Every other paragraph on the paperwork I signed today had that 365 on it, though. Like, they made sure I knew.
Don't let him forget.
Like, they was like, complain one motherfucking time, though. Say something about 15 months, and you can do the 365.
Because you could have had.
Because you could have had. Yeah, you could, and you still could have.
Yeah. Waiting for you to just walk out the room quick. Don't do no shuffle. Just walk straight.
And walk straight. I ain't Damn. Never said yes, Your Honor, so many times in my life. I was quick with that. You understand? Yes, Your Honor. You understand? Yes, Your Honor.
Immediate.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd be the same way, shit.
Hey, and my lawyer, y'all. My lawyer was like, I didn't realize how short she was until I was standing next to her in front of the judge. Like, she literally was looking up at me. And I'm not a tall dude. Like, she was, like, beside me. Like, I think because the judge asked, was I satisfied with my lawyer's performance? And she turned and looked up at me. And I was like, it's okay, little white lady. Yes. I was like, yes, Your Honor.
It's like, nah, get him years back. You know what? He admitted he did it on purpose. Giving him 3 months back.
Yeah, because the prosecutor didn't give me the prosecutor stuck with the... So, yeah, let's talk about this court case real quick. Let's talk about... Yeah, I think I've made it clear I went to, you know, I got arrested for a DWI in May of last year. So, yeah, understand that. May of last year. It's now March. And I am just starting my punishment. I've been to court 3 times now, once in December, once in January, and then again in March. So here's what really happened to me. I go in December. They make the offer of 18 months probation and I think like a $700 fine. My lawyer says, nah, we can definitely do better than that. You know, schedule another date.
Question.
Yeah.
While you're rescheduling, do you have to still pay the lawyer, like, more?
No. I paid it. The lawyer was a flat fee.
Okay, good.
So I finished paying the lawyer in, like, August. Like, you know, I went to see them the day after I got arrested. We set up the, you know, flat fee. I paid in 3 installments. So by, like, yeah, so May, June, July. Yeah, by, you know, by July, whatever, you know, I was done paying a lawyer. So that's, they done had their money for... A good six.
So you just on retainer.
Just on retainer. She's like, nah, we can do better than 18 months, better than 18 months. You need to do a good boy packet. You know, you need to go do, you know, so I had to go to this class. I did the victim impact panel. I did, what else did I do? I don't know. I did some stuff. I took some classes. I got letters of recommendation for boy Rich. You know, gave me a letter of recommendation. I had to write an apology, a personal apology myself to the judge and the prosecutor. Pictures of my family.
See, that I don't get. Why you got to apologize to the judge? You ain't do nothing to the judge.
I did something to the community, Rich. I put the community in danger. I know I sound like I'm joking, but I did. I do understand, like, the gravity.
No, I get it. I mean, we can. Yeah. We definitely know, like, you're remorseful. We already know what it is, but.
So, yeah, I wrote. So, I did all of that. I come back in January. Then, right before I went in January is when they told me if I didn't get the interlock on the car, they wouldn't issue a warrant for my arrest. So, then backtracking again, Rich, from day one, when I saw the thing about the interlock, I asked my lawyer, like, I'm selling the car I was driving. I don't own a car. My wife owns a car, but I will not be driving it. Mm-hmm. Do I have to get an interlock on my wife's car? They tell me no. So I'm like, cool. That's what I wanted to hear. You know, didn't want to burden my wife with having to deal
baby, we good.
With that interlock system. So all these months, that's like in May. So all these months go by. I have a court date in December. Nothing gets brought up about it. I go the day before I'm supposed to go to court in January. I get a call. If I do not have proof that I haven't installed or will have it installed by 5 o'clock that afternoon, they issuing a warrant for my arrest.
Man, that was the quickest scramble. I remember I was on the phone message with you. Yeah, that was the quickest scramble.
Yeah, by 5 o'clock that afternoon, they was gonna issue a warrant, which meant if I went to court the next day, I was not coming home. You know. So whatever, I call my lawyer. I'm like, y'all told me I didn't need to have it. She looks at the notes on the case. It says, no, here it says you told us it wasn't a condition of your bail. Right. What? I hired a lawyer.
For this.
For this. I don't tell y'all what I have to do. Y'all supposed to tell me. What part of that?
That's the part that I didn't get. You gonna listen to me? You gonna listen to me? This is your job. Right. Now, we go down to my job, and we trying to fix a computer. I'll give you my word all day.
If you want me to configure SCCM for you all day. But you gonna listen, even if I did say that, why would y'all listen to me? I'm paying you
to listen to me.
To listen to me, so I can tell you what I don't have to do. So anyway, so then long story short, so I do the good boy packet. I get the interlock installed. Come back to court today. Same offer. Same motherfucker. The only thing that went down from December to today was the fine. It went from $700 to $500. The prosecutor did not budge on the 18 months probation.
Might not be.
Which means that if I had started serving my probation in December, I think right now I'd be ahead of the game. I'd be like, 14 months to go. But, and the reason he did not come budge on 18 months probation was because it took me so long to get the interlock installed.
Goddamn interlock.
So had my lawyer told me what I needed to know from day one, I'd have had the interlock installed and maybe would have come away with
it down a little bit more.
Knocked down a little bit. I'm lucky. By the time I got up to see the judge said, first offense, yes. No accident, no. All right, 15 months. He took 3 months off. But it was the same offer that I got in December.
Basically 3 months served.
Yeah, I just spent 3 months. But I'm not complaining because I'm alive. I'm not responsible for anyone else's injuries or death. I didn't damage any property. My daughter has a father in the house. I'm not spending them 365 away from her. So thank you, Jesus. God is good. Won't he do it? I woke up listening to this morning. I don't know why, because I don't even get religious, but I guess I'm one of them people. I feel bad too. Like, I'm one of them people that when shit start going bad for you, I be like, man,
you need that.
I need to play something a little more inspirational. I went halfway. I played that Chance the Rapper joint. I played How Great. So I woke up this morning and said, how great is our God? That's how I went this morning. But hey, maybe it worked out for me. Thank you, Jesus.
That's amen.
Oh man, I'm supposed to be talking to my mom supposed to be doing a video chat with my mother right now, but mom, you forgive me. I called you a racist the last episode. Now this episode, I'm skipping out on video time with the baby. My fault. I'm a bad son. But she knows this. It's nothing new. Oh man, what's going on with you, Rich? I've monopolized all the time.
Man, not much. Just taking it a day at a time, day at a time.
I mean, can I say on the show, congratulations on the new gig?
Yeah, I'm happy about the whole thing. Things looking a little bit looking up at work.
All right.
Transitioning into a new position. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, as well.
Won't he do it?
Some changes going on at the workhouse, and it was I was about to have to, do something else, but I saw a silver lining and I grabbed it.
There you go.
Grabbed it. Yeah. Jumped on it. So,
man. I'm jealous, though. That's a hell of a position. Like, just the opportunities.
Yeah.
That are going to come with it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of exposure, a lot of learning. So I'm excited for everything that's going to come.
I think if you get in with that crew,
yeah,
they might.
So let me tell you. I'm sitting there today, and you already know the main IT crew, Cosino. So I'm sitting there, and come to find out they got a weekly basketball pickup game.
Okay,
I was like, I never knew about the pickup game.
So hold on. I'm just gonna say MK. MK plays basketball.
I think MK plays.
You gotta sneak get some footage.
So they, I was supposed to go meet up with them yesterday, but I came over so we can record.
Yeah.
But they do Mondays and Wednesdays. I was gonna ask if you free Monday or Wednesday. Do you want to come down and play? But yeah, all of them. I was like, okay, Ali too. They all be out there bowling.
Right.
You know, we was at an event earlier today recording, and I've been really interested in motorcycles for a while. Renee ain't gonna never let me sign off on getting no motorcycle, but yeah, I could dream. Right. You know, I saw a few that I like. I might try to see if I can take the class, get the license, and slowly see if I could budge her into it. I ain't trying to get no pocket rocket tonight. I'm just trying to, you know, get a regular old whatever, drive my little 50 miles an hour. I'm not trying to do no stunts. I'm not trying to do no biker boy. I just want a nice grown man, relax, pull up in my bike.
I know I'm a kid because you know this. Don't know we don't have a lot of traffic back mm-hmm. here. I know one night I'm gonna look out there and you're gonna be doing wheelies up and down the street.
Nah, I ain't gonna hail like I used to. So we had a good conversation talking about bikes and all that off roading, and I'm saying like, wait. Did I just get admitted to the secret society?
Hey, it sounds like it. It sounds like it.
I was like, okay, man, not for nothing. A bunch of them are really cool, but it was like, damn, you know, life changed. People talking to me different.
Hey, moving on up.
But yeah, so like I said, I'm excited about the whole thing. I already know it's definitely going to be a lot of work. It already started. It's definitely my emails been blowing up.
Yeah,
stuff that I got to do. I'm like. Already transitioning into the new position because Kazi's transitioning into his new position. And I'm like, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just happy, thankful. Just one more step. They're actually, they're sending me to San Antonio in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Having a major international automotive event. So they're sending me out there to support that. So that should be fun. I just booked my hotel and everything earlier today. So I'm just gonna drive though. I'm like, I'm not gonna waste no money doing no planes because then I'm gonna have to pay to drive to the airport in Austin to take a flight for 10 minutes to San Antonio. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing none of that. You good? You getting my gas money back?
Are you traveling with all the stuff? With all the or you just?
I thought I was gonna have to. Some stuff I'm gonna have to pack up in the car. The other stuff we just gonna ship over there.
Okay.
All right. So I gotta figure all of that stuff out by next Wednesday, so I can get my shipment packed, prepped, ready to go with all my equipment. But
big things. So,
yeah, hey, excited.
I'm on probation and Rich got a new job.
Hallelujah.
It don't sound even, but oh man, yeah. So what else is going on? What we got? We just bullshitting this episode. We a little out of practice. It's been a while since we. All right, so let's nerd out for what? No, okay. Before we nerd out, let's talk about a few things because we talked about Chance on the last episode.
Yeah, I was torn about this because on one hand it's like I read that you can explain the story. Cause I know all you right. read more about the story than I did.
A little bit, just a little bit.
But scrolling through Facebook, looking through news like I always do, combing CNN, random websites, same thing all day, just so I can try to keep up. And I see Chance the Rapper, what is it? Child support issues. His baby mama taking him from child support. And I'm like, and then the columnist says, oh, this is probably going to overshadow the fact that he just gave $1 million to the Chicago public school system. And I'm like, God damn, see, did she not know that he had money? You know what I'm saying? She was like, yo, he running around here broke because he's not acting like he had money. He's still very much acting like Chancellor Bennett, like the same dude that she met. He not out here balling out because it is what it is.
Yeah.
He got $1 million and then he gave that $1 million away. So now she's taking a photo. He ain't got no money. You saw the announcement. You saw the check like all the rest of us saw the check. She got mad. Though he was balling out. Oh, this he got $1 million. Yo, let me go sign this paperwork. He gave it away.
But she lives with him right now. Her and the baby both live with him right now. According to Chance, they live in a modest apartment, which sounds like him. I guess she's filing for support because she wants to move out. She wants to get her own. I think she doesn't work right now, so she.
But is that even grounds for like filing for support? I mean. I don't know everything about the system. Yeah. I just know if you have a place to live, it's not like you're on the outs per se. Like you're together. It is what it is. He's footing the bill for everything. He's taking care of you and his child. Everything is taken care of. You want for nothing. And then you're like, well, you need to pay me child support. I'm already doing it. It's been proven that I'm doing everything. You're not working. You don't have no money. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, according to what I read today, it's like, you know, she feels almost as if she's being held hostage. Like she can't leave. She can't leave because she has no means to leave. And so she's asking for the support. But, you know, from what I understand about child support, you know, at least from when I was doing the enforcement part of it, you know, it is a portion. Like, I've never seen a child support order unless it's a private order. If they go through, you know, the regular child support system, and I don't know the nuances of Chicago. I'm basing this off of PG County, Maryland. But, you know, if they go through the you know, state, you know, child support system, it's a percentage. Like, they look at what all the expenses are going to cost, and they look at both parents' income, and right now her income will be zero, but they still assign like a percentage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, like you're saying, it might be she end up with less, or, you know, because he's taking care of everything right now.
Yeah.
And you get support, you know, I don't know. But to me, like, the money to get you a place to live almost sounds like spousal support. Like, that sounds more like alimony.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, that is for the kids.
Yeah, that was my other thing. So you have everything you want. Now you say you feel trapped. So now you want me to pay for you to have your financial freedom and to do whatever you want to do and still be sitting in a house, only now I got to pay for this house and this house?
I mean, she's not asking. I don't get the sense she's asking for financial freedom, but if she is asking for a place to stay, I guess she wants to continue to be a stay-at-home mom. Just, I don't have to stay in your home. It sounds like a lot, you know, when you put it that way. But yeah, I don't know. But to me, this in no way, or it no shouldn't way, overshadow.
It should not. It has nothing to do with it.
What he did, you know, like, and this is his, you know, I wish this case didn't exist. That I wish, like, there was nothing people could go to try to, you know, throw put a mark on his name.
And see, that's the thing. Absolutely. It's always that one thing.
Yeah, it's always one thing. Because nobody's perfect. But ladies and gentlemen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper
to keep her. But it sounds like he wants it to work. It sounds like he wants it to work out. And he's like shouted her out in like records over and over again. Like, you know, it doesn't sound like there's any animosity or beef.
Man, you can tell he's not like trying to like get rid of her. He basically got the money. He didn't like turn tail and try to get rid of you. The money came, cool. He's still trying to hold on. You know what I mean? He's on a come up. He could easily say, "Well, I'm about to be at this party with Nikki and everybody else. I'm just gonna holler at one of their friends." No, he's still trying to hold on, hold the family down.
Young men, again. If I could sit down, we could huddle up for a second. If I could talk to you candidly, you got to be careful who you sleep with. I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm not saying he picked a bad girl, but, you know, when everything ain't 100% secure, and there's no situation, relationship that's 100% secure, but, you know, you could always, any girl you sleep with, you can end up having a baby by, and then you can end up in this situation. So you have to be very selective, you know, about...
Make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, make sure it's worth it. Because this could, you know, this could be you. You end up in a situation where somebody's asking you to furnish an apartment for them. You know, but, hey, I'm just, yeah, man. I'm lucky, like I said, I don't even think we ever aired that episode where I talked about that. But, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. And, I'm a party to more... aborted pregnancies than I'd like to admit. I'm blessed to have my daughter because I don't deserve her. But
did we hear that episode?
We talked about it we recorded at the barbershop.
Yeah.
We have not released that audio as of yet. But you gotta be careful.
Definitely.
I've
some crazy out there.
I work and for child support.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like, I guess, and this is sexist for me to say, but I feel like women have known for years they need to be careful.
Yeah.
I think, you know, dudes have felt like we got carte blanche. We just go out there and do what you want to do. You know, mothers don't give, you know, mothers and fathers don't preach the same lessons to boys as they do to girls.
Sure don't.
Because, you know, parents don't want babies coming home. And they know if the girl have a baby, that baby probably coming home. Mm-hmm. Boy have a baby,
it's going somewhere else.
Going someplace else. You might lose access to your grandchild, but you ain't going to end up raising them, more than likely.
All right, so question.
Yeah.
So I heard about, I've heard a bunch of talk about this. I want to see what you felt about it. International Women's Day. Women stay home, a day of work without women, whatever you want to call it. What did you think about it? Do you think that they
trying to get me in trouble?
So this is why I asked. Listening to radio, yeah. Listening, reading comments online, the vast amounts of what the fuck, the amount of men who were saying, oh, it's not right. We should have an International Men's Day. How come we can't have a day where men stay home from work? And the first thing I thought of was all of those people yelling All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
It's not that women are not, that men don't matter. It's just that women matter too. And they're calling on recognition for that. I don't see why the concept is so hard to understand. Why the idea of it is so hard to understand. The point of it. Whether it makes sense to you or not, mm-hmm. and whether you agree with it, I don't understand why people can, just like Black Lives Matter, I don't see why you can't understand the point of why they're saying Black Lives Matter. It doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. It's just that in this particular moment, I want to shed some light on the fact that we haven't been getting love and we want equality.
I guess so. The crazy thing, like the first time I heard about it was on the news, and I was watching the news. My wife forces me to watch the news in the morning. I'd rather be watching SpongeBob or something, but I end up watching the news. And the two anchors is a male anchor and a female mm-hmm. anchor. And the female anchor was talking about International Women's Day. And they either had the camera focused on her or like was showing a little piece while she was talking. And then she finished talking. And when they panned out, the dude like had his arms folded and was like back in the chair. And he's like, I don't understand. Like he... Yeah. was visibly upset. Like mm-hmm. I was like, man, you about to fuck up.
Yeah.
For real. Like, don't say what's on your mind.
Not at all. Leave
Please it. Don't say what's on your heart right now, dog. And he said a couple things, and then he said, you know, I'm probably messing up. So he stopped talking. Like, he called himself.
Shut up.
But, and so I was saying something to my wife about it. And my wife was asking me about it, and she said, people don't think women are important or something. I'm like, who is saying that? Like, I don't know who is saying women mm-hmm. not important. So I guess I'm not a woman, so I don't understand. I don't necessarily feel whatever they're feeling mm-hmm. to make them feel that they have to have a day like this. I'm not against
and,
it.
And
you know?
I attribute and it I, back to the, it's like the subtle differences we feel as being a black person and minority. You know, when you walk into the room, that mood shifts, and whether people express it or not, subconsciously, the way they treat you, the way that they react to you is just different.
Yeah.
So I do believe it's the same for women. Subconsciously, men and people in general just feel like women aren't necessarily equal to men, and we can debate it all day because you can go on a scientific level, biologic level, but I don't think people are necessarily referring to that, just meaning in general, in the public's eye, women are deemed as less because biologically or mentally or emotionally or whatever they may be less. I'm not saying that they're less. I'm just saying this is the perception that, people have.
See how well Richard can skate. He moving right now. He's skating. Nah, we're different. To me, that's the problem. I think we have a hard time nowadays admitting that we're not the same. Like, mm-hmm. or, you know, and not just men and women, you know, all kinds of things. Like, we are different.
And it goes back to the same thing we say every single episode. Definition.
Definition.
It goes back to definition. You know, And it's crazy because people want to pick and choose when to fight this battle.
Yeah.
You know, a man should open the door for a woman because it shows respect and shows protection and stuff like that. But if a woman opens the door for me, does that show respect and protection? No. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean the same thing. So you can't pick and choose when it's okay for me to do for you and when it's not okay for me to do for you, when it's okay for be equals and when the man... somebody breaking into the house. The man's job is to go knock the fuck out of that intruder and whoop his ass. How come we can't be equal?
Somebody's listening to this right now. It's like, Rich is sexist as well.
No, I'm saying.
I can
I'm
protect
saying.
Myself. I don't need nobody to do nothing. See, I shouldn't have done the voice.
Exactly. But see, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's always going to be split. 50-50. You're going to have 50% of women saying, you know, I do want my man to be a protector. And then at the same token saying, but I don't need him to be a protector. Right. You know, it can't always be both ways.
Why? Well, that's the essence of it all. If I open a door for you, it's not because I don't think you can open the door for yourself. It's because I want to. And I think in every relationship, you have to compliment each other. So, you know, Tammy and I existed as individuals. You know, we paid all our own bills. We kept our own homes. You know, there was nothing we weren't able to. It's not like we weren't able to take care of ourselves separately. And now that we're together, it's just, you know, some of the stuff that I used to do, I say, you know, I'm going to relinquish the hold of that.
Not compromise.
And you got that. And you know, because we found a way to fit together. And it's not to say that either of us can't, because we obviously were doing it. Mm-hmm. You know,
you got to find a way to coexist.
But now that we're together, we don't have to. So I can give up this half and she can give up that half. And we work together. We try to find a way to compliment each other. So, yeah, it's never you can't. And I hate some of the stereotypical things I have to do because I'm a dude. I can't stand bugs.
I mean,
I have, you know.
I'm not a fan of bugs. Nah, like, the way, like, Renee may freak out, I'm not necessarily going
to
freak out.
I want to freak out the way Renee freaks out.
But you can't.
If a bug land on me right now.
I'm jumping.
You know what I'm saying? I would have to hit the mute button because some sounds would come out of me that wouldn't necessarily be masculine. But every time it's a spider or a hornet would
come kill
this. All them hornets, I had to go kill hornets the other day. Crazy. I don't want to fuck with no hornets.
Yeah, I'm going out there. We might as well move out right now.
I had to go kill some hornets the other day, but I guess that's my job as a dude. You know, but that's the relationship that Tammy and I have. I think in every relationship, or every interaction. Again, I don't know how to live in this world, Rich. You can't say nothing.
You can't.
You can't say nothing.
See, that's the end. So we're pretty much the same.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out like how to maneuver.
How to be PC. Sometimes you can't be PC.
And all I see is walls up.
No, we're basically the same way. You know, I had my own. She had her own. And we had to figure out how to put both worlds together. And it's to the point where you don't necessarily have to take care of 100% of this all the time. So, you know, you have to figure out, you know, who wants to do what days we're going to switch off at, who's good at what, do you mind doing this, do you not mind doing this? And you sort of find your niche and you find, like, your roles within the relationship and within the household, roles as far as who's going to take care of what, but not the traditional gender roles.
Why can't they be? I mean, sometimes they fall that way. Sometimes it just falls that way.
But
you know?
If it falls that way, it falls that way. But to me, taking a traditional role for the sake of it, just because it's the traditional role, shouldn't be the thought process. You know,
I'll take that.
You know, I don't think Renee should have to rush home and go cook dinner for me just because traditionally the woman has to cook. However, if she likes to cook and she's a good cook, then fine. However, it just so happens that in our household, I'm the cook. So I spend the majority of the time cooking in the kitchen. Right, notice I didn't say cleaning.
Yeah, I'm going to push the envelope because I think you tried to get me with this one, so I'm going to throw it back at you. So I was raised, what my mother would always said to me was, anything with two heads is a monster. So, in a family setting, there's got to be a leader. There's got to be a head of the household. And, you know, in my mother's way of thinking, biblically, you know, that's the man. How does, and I tell Tammy all the time sometimes, like, you know, like, I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, don't question me, woman. But mm-hmm. like, I'm like, one day I'm going to say duck and you're going to say why, and it's going to hit you. Like, sometimes you got to just believe that I have the our best interests at heart and follow me, you know, when I say something. How do you feel about the position of leadership in a relationship?
I believe that 100%, without a doubt, if you were to ask Renee any day of the week, she would say that I was the head of our household. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it has to be the man. But like you, I was instilled with certain values. And it's not that I believe in that I have to do certain things as a man. However, as a man, I do take pride. And as a man, I do feel like it is my job to, I guess, provide for and steer the course straight for my family and my household. So Renee would tell you all the time, like, there's no way, like, we will ever go without. Because Richard is always going to, you know, find a way. He's going to make something happen. We're always going to have roof over our head. We're always going to have food in our stomachs. Bring on the lights on, gas on, whatever it is. Like, I'm always going to find a way. And I know that she's had my back for the longest because she does believe in me and because she does support that. And she gets that.
Yeah.
And so she does, you know, relinquish some of the power because she does realize that I am the head of the household and I will continue to do whatever I have to do. With that said, do I think it's necessarily a gender role who has to be the head? Do I think it has to be a man or do I think it has to be a woman? I feel like whatever's working for your particular home. So hear me here.
This dude
whatever's working for your home, that's what works for you. I've known dudes who have had been in relationships and married and their wives great jobs, great careers, six figures, doing everything, paying all the bills. And he's like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad. Would I consider her the head of the household or would I consider him the head of the household?
All right, so is it a money thing?
This is what I was about to say.
Is it the breadwinner that's the head of the household?
So what I would say is depending on the situation. Our situation, for instance, I absolutely, we split the bills.
Yeah.
So we both bringing money to the table. But then it's also the other things you're going as far as protection, making sure, you know, you're shouldering all, you're bearing everything. You know what I'm saying? You're doing everything you have to do. You're fighting off for everything. You're the protection against the world to make sure everything is happening.
Yeah.
So your wife can make six figures and pay all of the bills. But if you're doing all of the cooking, you're doing all the cleaning, making sure everybody is emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically sound. And even if you're a stay-at-home dad, I still feel like you're holding down that house. Would she be able to make this six figures and do that job she was doing if you weren't contributing to her sanity and her overall peace of mind? No. By the same inverse, if your wife is doing the same thing, you know, you can be just the husband, just making money and you're not doing anything, but your wife is doing all of that stuff. If she's holding you down and holding down the house and she's physically doing all the protecting and everything, well, guess what? She's the motherfucking head of the house. So I think it depends on each and everybody's separate situation. I just know that in my situation, and goes back to the episode we had before, the way I was raised and what I was taught and what I believe in, I'm always going to give 110% and I'm always going to hold down my house and do what I have to do. For
I'm
my
telling
family.
You, Rich, you Brian, but you Brian Boitano on them skates, boy. You gotta get you in the Olympics, man. All right. So let me try you again. I'm gonna get you one of these times. All right. So have you seen that yoga commercial where your dad comes downstairs in the middle of the night and the little girl is in the refrigerator and he's like, "What are you doing up?" And he's like, "She's like, Mom said I could get a midnight snack or something." And he's like, "No, you need to go to bed." And she's like, "You're not the boss." She's like, "I am the boss." He's like, "You're not the boss. I am the boss. Mom's the boss." And the next thing you know, you see them eating yogurt together. I'm trying to decide what I would do if I came downstairs and told Elise to do something, man. She told me I wasn't the boss. Mom was the boss. Like, that's a little kid, I think, you know, making a power move on you.
Mm-hmm.
And what would
I'd have pulled rank.
Pulled rank?
Mm-hmm. First of all, your mama is the boss. of me. I'm still the boss of your little ass. So your mama can tell me what to do. You can't.
Motherfucking Boitano out there. I'm just saying.
And we all know it's true. You know, Renee could pull some rank with me, right, but that's where it stops. You know, and it's one of those things. Your spouse is usually the only one who really gets away. So for instance, I'm stingy, especially with food. I hate. Yeah, don't let me order my food and you talking about, can I get a fry? Can I take your burger? Can I get a slice of that steak?
Usually where you and I differ. I know. Because Renee can get away with it. Tammy knows.
So she's the, like, I hate it, but I'm selfish with my food. If I have to, I bend over, like, listen, you can get a bite. You know you didn't want no steak. You wanted the chicken. You got the chicken. Now you're going to take the goddamn steak, anime. Taste the steak.
You can get, if I have food and you hungry and don't have food, or you ate all your food and you still hungry, like, if there's a need and, you know, and you got to take from me to fulfill your need, fine.
But for the sake, see, but that's sacrifice.
That's sacrifice. But that damn some of yours syndrome,
that's greed.
I don't do it.
Put the foot down. I hate it. But see, I say that to make a point. Sometimes you would do stuff for your spouse that you won't do for other people. And I hate sharing. Don't stop asking. You ordered yours. I ordered mine. Leave it alone.
But now, I mean, Tommy and I have that, you know, separate. Because, you know, if you say, hey, Flan, what you doing this weekend? I'm like, let me check with the boss. You know? And, you know, that means I got to. She manages the calendar. She knows what's going on. I don't know. She tells me where to be and what time to be there.
It's easy. It makes it easy.
It makes my life. I know it's a strain on her because she got the. But that's, she's more organized in that way. Like, I don't know from day to day what the plan is. I just recently found out we ain't got nothing to do this weekend. I was like, oh, man. I get a weekend off. I know. I
thought something was happening this weekend. I don't know.
Don't fuck it up for me, Rich.
Why are we trying to plan a guys' night this weekend or something like that? With the South by Southwest, if you were saying they can't do it or something like that.
Yeah, I think Tom was talking about something. He's going to be in town. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm always up to hit the moonlight up. I can't go to bars now. That's a condition of my probation. I can go to a restaurant that serves alcohol, but if the primary focus of the establishment is alcohol, I can't.
I feel like that doesn't change anything because we don't go to bars. Yeah. We have never spent. Have we ever spent the guys' night at a bar? I mean, we went to
once that Round Rock joint. I mean, if that's because they serve food, but I don't know.
You know what? That was specifically for the UFC match.
Yeah. And that time we got kicked out. The hell with the girls were doing something because we were at that bar for like hours, Man, you think we can go home yet? we too old for this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not.
It was ladies' night. They was throwing darts at us.
I'm not. Can't do it. Just can't do it.
Drunk and hot girls.
But we should
see. They wasn't even hot. They was just drunk.
Drunk.
With darts. Hey, if you drunk, don't play darts.
Drunk and dark girls.
If you drunk, put the darts down. They should have a breathalyzer next to the darts.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Because that one girl, she was throwing them backwards. Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous. There's something going on this weekend. I can't remember what. I'm probably going to have to look up my calendar when I get home. There was something going on, goddammit, and I remember it.
Are you doing any South by stuff?
No. I think Jacob was supposed to do some South by stuff over at the Oasis.
Oh, God,
the Oasis. Because he over there at the Oasis now. So might check it out. See what's going on. I mean, we can probably go through there. I mean, if he's having his South by party this weekend, I'll definitely stop by. I mean, I'm not opposed to mingling and networking.
Yeah. Gotta keep TWS afloat. But man, all right. I tried you a couple times. I think I don't have nothing else, Rich. That might have to be my goal from now
man,
on.
Man, I'm here. Every
episode.
I'm here.
I'm going to trip you up on them damn skates one of these days.
Mr. PC.
I ain't never seen somebody do so many figure eights in my whole damn Oh, man. All right. But, yeah, I think that's about our time. We did a...
Yeah.
That was a good episode. It was a good episode. Nice conversation.
Yeah, it's good to relax instead of getting all the controversy out.
Yeah. You know. We wasn't going to talk about Remy and Nicki, not giving them any press.
Yeah, because there's too much going on. And then Nikki, I mean, Remy went on what's her name show, Wendy Williams, and Safari went on Wendy Williams. It's turning into too much drama at this point.
I ain't gonna get started on Wendy Williams. But all right, so I do want to end this episode by saying, ladies, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for, you know, for those of you who stay in the home.
Don't and, you know I love you, sweet lady.
And take care of house. I appreciate those that are out in the workforce, you know, doing what you have to do, being strong women, black, white, Asian, whatever, skinny, fat, tall, short. I appreciate you. I really do.
Definitely, definitely.
And that's the only reason why I work so hard to maintain what I believe manhood is, because one of the biggest tenets of manhood to me is protecting women. Yeah, is being in a position where you can protect and provide for and shield the women in your community. So we do appreciate you. I don't know if that came across in the stuff I was saying earlier, because I say some things.
And even that, somebody's going to take the wrong issue way. With. Yeah. But it is what it is. Like I said,
it's a
constant attack on definition. Yeah. So somebody's going to feel some way about everything.
I don't want to protect you because I feel you can't protect yourself. Mm-hmm. That's my job as a man.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's the way I was raised.
And women, not for nothing, are life. Like, you're the givers of life. So
hey,
you have to make it.
Oh. Man, the craziest girl I ever dated. She took me to church with her once, and on her church, the bathrooms didn't say male and female; they said seed and life giver.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm probably pissing somebody off right now. It was craziest shit I ever seen. I was like, now I know why you the way you are. It's the seed has been sown.
Oh, hey, last thing. Have you seen this goddamn Get Out challenge?
Hey, the challenge has got to stop.
It's the Get Out challenge.
I've seen it.
Yeah. You seen it? Man, what the fuck?
I seen that dude fuck himself up trying to do it in the store.
You seen a lady, the girl who twisted her ankle?
I see. That she the one that just stayed on the ground.
Yeah, like, in grabbing front of the elevator. Yeah, and grabbing her ankle, she can't walk no more. It's stupid. Ooh, why?
Hey, you know what? This was gonna be my rant, but I'm gonna do this, and then we out of here, Rich. I talk shit about Supreme. I talk shit about all these other brands. I'm about 3 seconds away from saying, fuck it, let's come up with something stupid. And if this is what they want, if they're going to buy
it, do it. Shit.
I'm tired of trying to take the high ground. And motherfuckers is falling for this shit every day.
Speaking about stupidness and low ground, the Cash Me Outside girl, have you seen it? This little dumb...
Tammy get mad. I be singing the song.
This little dumb little girl, 13 years old, on TV, acting a fool, talking about Cash Me Outside, done got all famous. Do you know she's getting paid $30,000, $50,000 in appearance?
How about that?
She gets paid $50,000 to go to somebody's school and say, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
How about that?
She's saying, what is wrong with our society?
I need a catchphrase ready to motherfucking catchphrase. Fuck it though. That's my catchphrase. Hey, Coleman, man, get with the graphics. I need my shirt, man. All right. But yeah, this has been another episode of What Is TWS Podcast, ttcharities.org. It was Tavares's birthday Wednesday. Tavares Taylor, the founder of TT Charities. It was his birthday Wednesday. So happy belated birthday to Tavares. But please check out the website. Donate what you can. Time, money, clothes, food, books. Retweet whatever it is you can do. Spread the word.
Definitely.
Flint, Michigan. 3+ years without clean water.
That ain't no good goddamn sense.
Let's do something about it. I can never remember his name.
My homeboy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was speaking to him earlier today, as a matter of fact. We're trying to see if we can set something up to where he can come on the show. He wanted to discuss some of these social issues that we've been talking about.
Let's do it.
Just so happens, a lot of what his last book was about was social constructs and the public society as a whole. So definitely, if you get a chance, look him up on Amazon, Jamel Crothers.
There we go.
Check out his Facebook page, facebook.com/ Aquarian Poet 1. Or just check out his website, aquariumpoet.com, .net, .info.
New book. What's the name of the book again?
Man, I'm having a brain fart. My bad. You know what it is? It's because it's America under mind control. But
America under mind control.
I died and I turned off the switch and then we started talking. So now I'm focusing on how I'm going to start this switch and kick this dude's ass that just shot me with that lightning arrow.
There we go.
Motherfucking lizard.
Breath of the Wild. I'm getting back to it too. So yeah, we're going to get back to the Breath of the Wild. Y'all be good. Be the light.
Peace.
Peace.